Welcome to the 5 P's of Lead Generation for Professional Services Firms, a free audio course brought to you by Forecast, the marketing podcast for professional services leaders. For the full experience, join us inside the members area at no charge at 5leadgen.com. Hey there, and welcome back to the 5 P's of Lead Generation for Professional Services Firms, and congratulations because you finally made it to the last lesson of the course. Here's a quick recap of what we've covered so far. By now, you should have a clear profile of your target buyer. You've identified a big problem that only you can solve. You've promised to make that problem go away once and for all, and you have a strategy to prove that you can make good on your promise. Now, the fifth and final P is for push. If you do everything else right, but you drop the ball at this stage, you will have wasted a ton of time, money, and effort. But if you get this step right, along with everything else we've covered so far, you will have a well-oiled lead generation machine that consistently serves up new business. But I gotta be honest with you, this is a really tough one for a lot of people. Most people get tripped up right here on this lesson. And the reason for that is because most people find selling very uncomfortable. You are not a salesperson after all. You're a qualified professional and you're really good at what you do. And the last thing that you want is to be perceived as some kind of snake oil salesman who's just out to close a deal. Well, here's the good news. You don't have to be a salesperson. You don't have to act like one, sound like one, or even think like one. You do need to sell, but not in the way that you might be thinking. See, there's a big difference between selling professional services and selling any other kind of product or service. When you sell a product, you need to articulate the benefits and the features of that product to make the sale. For example, let's say you're selling car wax. You'd probably focus your message on how your wax will make the car shine, how long the wax will stay on the car, and the benefits of protecting your car's paint. But if you really wanted to sell the wax, you would prove to people that it works. You'd give away a sample and you'd have them try it at home, or you'd do a demonstration at the local automotive store so people can see the wax in action. Because if they can see that it works right in front of their own eyes, they're much more likely to buy it. But in a professional services or consulting sale, the problem is you are the wax. There's no physical product to describe. There's no sample to give away. There's no demo. There's just you. And this is why most professionals will default to talking about themselves in their sales and marketing. Because there's no physical product, the only thing that you can sell is yourself. So if you go to the About page of any professional services website, you'll see things like, we have the best people, we have the best process, and we have the best service. They keep talking about themselves because they don't know what else to talk about. The problem with that is that buyers don't care about you. They only care about themselves. They care about their problems. They care about their challenges, and they care about the obstacles preventing them from achieving their goals. They may come to care about you eventually, but only after you can demonstrate that you're the one who can solve their problem. Now, let's assume that you figured out the proof side of things, that you're producing content that demonstrates to buyers that you are, in fact, the real deal. And if all goes well, you're going to have a growing list of leads who are following you, learning from you, and taking interest in what you do. Now, these leads will broadly fall into two categories. There are those who are ready to buy now, and there are those who are not. The ones who are ready to buy now are looking for someone to hire. They're motivated, they have urgency, or they could at least be persuaded into buying if the right opportunity presented itself. The ones who are not ready to buy either need more time, or the circumstances just aren't right at the moment, or they may never buy. So the challenge here is, how do you single out the people who are ready to buy, or at least close to ready, so that you can engage them in a more direct sales conversation without driving away the people who are not ready yet? And the simplest way to do this is to make an offer to the people who are ready to help them move to the next stage. You want to present them with an opportunity to raise their hands and to say, yes, I'd like to talk more about how you can help me with this problem. Now, this is really critical because if you do this right, buyers will tell you when they're ready to move to the next stage so that you don't need to guess who you should be selling to. Now, there are four keys to structuring the right offer, the kind of offer that buyers who are ready will find irresistible. The first key is value. Your offer needs to deliver an overwhelming amount of value if you want people to respond to it. Don't offer an initial meeting or a phone call or a scoping session. There's no perceived value in those interactions. You want to offer a workshop or a strategy session or something that tells the buyer that they're going to get something out of this interaction, even if they choose not to buy from you. So that's the first key. Offer something that has standalone value. The second key is urgency. You need to make the case for why this has to happen right now. In the end, your buyers are busy. They have a lot going on in their lives. So why should they act on this right now? What's in it for them? How will their lives change immediately as a result? Make sure the offer is not only valuable, but it's clearly an urgent matter. The third key is scarcity. Now, if you get your offer right, you're probably going to have a lot of people who are interested in it. And for the most part, they're going to stay right there, just interested. They'll park it in the back of their minds, knowing full well that when they're ready to move, they can come back to you and take you up on that offer. And this is where scarcity becomes really powerful, because you want them to question whether or not the offer will still be there when they come back to it later. Will the offer still stand? Will the opportunity still be there? Is there a chance you might take it away? Now, there are many ways that you can create scarcity around your offer. The only caveat here is make sure that it's actually authentic. Don't manufacture scarcity just for the sake of scarcity. That just turns people off and it's dishonest. The fourth and final key to making the right offer is the follow-up. As any salesperson who is worth his salt will tell you, the magic is in the follow-up. Even if you do everything right, chances are the buyer is not going to make a decision to hire you on the spot. They're going to go back and think about it. They're going to go back and discuss it with their colleagues. They're going to go back and run the numbers, whatever it may be. Now, most people make the mistake of following up, you know, once or twice or maybe three times and then just going cold, either because they forget to follow up or because they get too busy or because they don't want to be perceived as being too aggressive. And that is a huge mistake. Unless a buyer has explicitly said no to you, you should keep following up even if they don't respond, because there are a million and one reasons why somebody might not respond. One of them is that they're not interested, but there are many others. So when you give up, when you don't follow up, you're assuming that the reason that they're not engaging with you is because they're not interested. But chances are, unless you have a really good reason to believe that they're not interested, it's probably something else altogether. So you want to keep following up until you get a response from the buyer, especially because you've probably invested a lot of time in the relationship by now, and it's just not smart to let go that easily this late in the game. Now, there's a lot more that can be said about this, but in this lesson, I just wanted to give you a few concrete ideas to help you turn more of your leads into active sales conversations, and we're definitely going to be diving deeper into all of these topics as the podcast continues. So with that, this marks the end of the course. If you've been following along here on the podcast, we have a ton of material inside the members area of the course that you'll want to take a look at. That includes worksheets, additional resources, and even some bonus lessons that we're continuously adding to. You can join us inside the course for free over at 5leadgen.com, and you'll have lifetime access to all of the content there. That's 5leadgen.com, and you can spell out 5 or use the number. Either one works. Finally, as a thank you for taking part in the course and getting to the very end, if you have any questions about your lead generation strategy, about your upcoming campaign, or if you just want some more focused advice for your firm, I offer a free 60-minute strategy session where we can get into the specific details of your business and figure out what's going to work for you. A lot of people have gotten a ton of value out of these strategy sessions in the past, and I'm sure that you will as well. So if that sounds like a good idea, you can head over to boutiquegrowth.com to schedule your session right now. Finally, thank you so much for listening and taking part in the course, and make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast on iTunes, because we've got a lot more coming through the pipeline that you do not want to miss. Stay tuned for that.